A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand, but the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. And I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer, Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will say to those at his right hand, at his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the fire that is eternally prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Good Shepherd was the most popular image of Christ in early Christianity. We see frescoes of the Good Shepherd in the catacombs and basilicas and carved into tombstones. The Shepherd is in various positions or activities, such as carrying his sheep on his shoulders, feeding and caressing them, leading them with the slow ones running after him. Periodically during the year, we have scripture readings at the liturgy about Jesus, our Good Shepherd. At each of these celebrations, we see Jesus presented as the Good Shepherd, but in a different way. In today's Gospel, we see him gathering and dividing the sheep and goats of his flock. This practice was common in ancient Israel and is still done in many rural areas today. The sheep and goats share the very same pasture, and they make up the one flock. But they were divided and separated on two occasions, for shearing and for marketing. Today, Matthew presents the image of the Good Shepherd getting ready for market. And this is a good Lenten image, too, for we weigh our strengths and weaknesses during this period in the scales of God's mercy. The Good Shepherd comes in judgment to make an account of his flock. It is the time for the final marketing, when we see what we are worth in God's eyes. He will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. An early Christian writer comments upon this verse, quote, "The people on earth are intermingled, and not only intermingled in that the righteous live side by side with the wicked, but they are also indistinguishable. Between the righteous and the wicked, there is no apparent difference. But the earthly shepherd separates animals by their type of body, whereas Christ separates people by their type of soul. The sheep signify righteous people by reason of their gentleness, because they harm no one, and by reason of their patience, because when they are harmed by others, they bear it without resistance." He refers to sinners as goats, however, because these vices characterize goats: capriciousness toward other animals, pride, and belligerence. End of quotation. I can personally testify to this description of the sheep and the goats. When I was in high school, every year my family drove from North Texas to Mexico City to spend the summer months. We passed many flocks of sheep and goats along the highway in Mexico. The sheep were no problem, but the goats were unpredictable. The driver in the car had to constantly be on the lookout in case a goat darted suddenly out in front of the car from nowhere. They were totally unpredictable. Christ is a universal shepherd, and he will divide and judge the flock of all humanity on two points according to this parable: the measure of love for neighbor, and the ability to see Christ in all people. For he says, "Whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me." Who is the least? Is the least the orphaned child in Gaza or Israel? Or is the least the woman in Asia who has to sell herself to provide for her family in their cardboard hut? Or is it the old man in Latin America who has labored all his life on a small plot of land only to see the government greedily grab it away from him? They are the least, and many more. And yet Jesus wants us to help them. But the very least, the most abandoned and forgotten among Jesus' brethren today, are our millions of brothers and sisters who are slaughtered every year through abortion. What about these little ones who are treated like scum? Lent is the favorable time. It is a time to seek to consider our tiny brothers and sisters who depend upon us for help. They are the ones Jesus weeps for and challenges us to feed, clothe, and welcome. But how can we do these things when we can't even see them, when we don't even know they exist? Well, we can feed and clothe, visit and support and encourage their mothers. We can also pray for them. We can work to become like our good shepherd, who not only created, loves, and cares for the least, but he even considers himself the least. I tell you the truth, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it to me.